Thank you for listening to this week's podcast, where we will examine the history of Jews, one that consists of prolonged suffering, years of war, and insecurity. Arguably, the most extreme period of this suffering existed during the World War II era, or what became known as the Holocaust. We understand this horrible event in history to be the mass murders of over 6 million Jews and 5 million non-Jewish victims during the Nazi reign of terror between 1939 and 1945. Or characterized more simply as genocide. The object of our focus is the Star of David, a 9x9 centimeter piece of cutout cloth that consists of two overlapping equilateral triangles that together form a hexagon, or six-pointed star. The yellow star inscribed with the words Jude has become a symbol of Nazi persecution. This object was worn as a badge that Nazis forced Jewish citizens to wear in order to identify themselves from others in society. What were the Nazis' original goals in this procedure? To isolate and persecute Jews in society. No longer would society only be able to attack and persecute those Jews with stereotypical features or forms of dress. Now all Jews and part Jews were open to various Nazi actions. Society was now strictly divided, the Jews and the non-Jews. This particular Star of David belonged to a woman, Rhyl Green, who during World War II was sheltered in a third-floor attic with her family, in a building across from Nazi headquarters in Lille, France. As a Jew, she was required to wear the Star of David, which on it read the word Juif, French for Jew. However, she refused to wear it. One day, this resistance to wear the badge, however, it saved her life. When the Nazi secret police invaded her building and took all those identified as Jews to concentration camps. Many French Jews, like Rhyl, refused to wear the badge. However, in other parts of Europe, not wearing the Star of David sometimes resulted in beatings or death. Throughout the World War II era, the Star of David represented more than just humiliation and shame. It represented fear. In Germany, posters often could be found at the exit doors of apartments that warned Jews by stating, "Remember the badge." The oppression and labeling of Jews by the use of the Star of David did not begin until after the start of the Second World War. It began as local laws rather than a unified Nazi policy. And if you think the Nazis were the first to implement a Jewish badge, you are wrong. There are several perpetrators in history guilty of the same persecution towards Jews. As early as the year 1217, King Henry III of England ordered Jews to wear the two tables of the Ten Commandments made of white linen or parchment on the front of their upper garments. To understand the context of the object at hand, the Star of David, it is important to take a look as far back as 70 Common Era, during which the roots of anti-Semitism lie. During this time, the Romans defeated the Jews in an uprising and destroyed the Temple of Jerusalem. As a result, Jews were stripped of their sense of identity and ability to govern themselves. From then on, this deprivation of identity recurred, and Jews were in a diaspora. Jewish communities were scattered across Middle East and Europe. Some places and people welcomed Jews in their traditions, while others did not. For example, Jews were expelled from England in 1290 and later from Spain in 1492. From the early years of the Common Era, Jews faced rivalry from an increasingly hostile Christian church. Ironic, right? Considering Jesus Christ himself was Jewish. Anti-Semitism has been a powerful force throughout all of history, especially in Europe. The Star of David affected every aspect of Jewish life, including the Jewish economy. In 1933, Nazis stood in the front of thousands of Jewish-owned businesses, boycotting and discouraging citizens from buying their goods. The Nazis carried signs which proclaimed things like, "Don't buy from Jews," or "The Jews are our misfortune." Because Jewish businesses were marked by the star, it became a symbol of economic hardship. Jews were also denied access into certain lucrative careers, including medicine, dentistry, pharmacy, and law. As World War II and the Holocaust progressed, the Jewish star began to signify spontaneous seizure of Jewish property and the looting and destruction of Jewish-owned stores. With the star came strong feelings of humiliation, shame, fear, and frustration for many Jews during the Holocaust. The introduction of the badge created extreme bitterness among the Jews and even spurred the suicides of many German Jews. Today, the star has transformed into a symbol of pride for the Jewish people. Many see it as a reminder of a difficult and traumatic past, but also see it as a symbol for hope. Through trust in God, the Jews believe that They have been able to survive and move on through difficult times. Many Jews, including Raoul Green, have passed their stars on through generations. A sad but important reminder of the history of suffering for Jews.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast, and be sure to check out the next week. Thanks. Bye-bye.